is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka.
If you ever look at your house and think, if only these walls could talk, what could you learn about the place you live in? That's where Brisbane's house detective steps in. Marianne Taylor researches the history of Brisbane's old and retro buildings. And, well, there's no tweed coat, there's no pipe or anything like that. Even no magnifying glass. Marianne, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, what got your interest in this started? What was it?
I always was interested in mysteries, and particularly mysteries that involve creepy old houses and houses that had secret rooms and things like that when I was younger. So I think that was what first sort of piqued my interest in the area. And then I've always been a massive history nerd, so that tied in with it as well.
What sort of buildings have you looked at and what have the walls told you?
I've looked at a massive variety of buildings, from massive mansions from the Victorian era in Brisbane, all the way down to your humble fibro post-war cottages, and they all have amazing stories to tell.
And these are the stories that, I guess, in many respects, long forgotten by most of us.
Some of them definitely are, and certainly families and people that are long forgotten in Brisbane as well. And I've come up with some very interesting stories and some scandalous stories as well about different residents along the way. So it's always interesting, and I never know what I'm going to find when I start researching.
Well, what really stays in your mind? What are a couple of the stories that are the party stoppers, so to speak?
Well, people often ask me if I've ever found houses where people have been murdered in them, and I haven't yet, but I have found a couple of houses where the residents have ended up on the wrong side of the law. So one of them was a bigamous woman who married quite young, and then that didn't work out, so she came back and lived with her family and just basically pretended that that never happened, found herself in a position she had no right to be in, not being married, as the newspaper article described it, and decided to marry the father of that child, and sort of conveniently forgot she was already married, but the law did catch up with her, so she actually spent time in prison for bigamy. So
wow,
that was one story that stood out.
And when you go about doing this, and you probably don't want to give away your detective secrets, but is it going back through newspaper articles? How do you track down that history of said house that you might be examining?
That's right. Newspaper articles definitely play a massive part, but it's very time-consuming because you have to go to so many different sources. So I not only search online, which is fantastic, a lot of records are online, but I also go and visit the State Archives out at Runcorn. I visit the State Library. I look at the actual certificates of title for the land to tell me the owner's names and that type of thing. So, and it depends on the house. Once I get different clues, I'll follow those like a detective. I'll follow those to different sources and see what they can tell me as well.
And what age of places have you been mainly looking at?
Mostly it's older houses that people are interested in, but last year I finished a project called Brisbane Retro, which was about the post-war houses, which focused on houses built between 1940 and 1970 or 80. And that was of particular interest. And I think there's a bit of an attitude that, oh, my house isn't old enough to be of interest or that type of thing. But every single house has a fascinating story to be told. And, it's the people that have lived in the house. And the post-war houses are of particular interest in themselves because it was such a revolutionary time in building in Australia, and lots of new innovative methods were being used, and you see a real change as well in the design of the house, which reflects social changes. So,
like what?
Well, the main change that happened in the early 20th century to the post 20th century was that people stopped having servants, basically. So you see a move away from maids' quarters and the smaller kitchens, which were utilitarian spaces, now become the centre of the home, which is something that continues today. So you really see that in the floor plan, and you see a change from small discrete rooms that all had their own doors and had individual uses, moving more into the open plan style that we still have today as well. So it's really interesting that the physical fabric and design of the houses tell you a lot as well.
Well, you've not just discovered the stories behind the homes, but also tracked that architectural change in Southeast Queensland.
That's right, yes.
When it comes to the work that you do and the houses that you go and visit, what about those times, and we hear stories of this, where people pull up the old lino and they see, you know, a newspaper clipping. Is that what prompts someone to give you a call?
That has definitely been how people have approached me. So they've bought a new house, they've maybe uncovered something. I know people, one person found a newspaper clipping and they wanted to know if it belonged to the previous owners of the house, if it featured them in the article. That's definitely one way people come to me. One that stands out from this year was a lady had heard strange noises and sounds and felt a bit of a presence in her house. So she had some paranormal investigators out who actually said that they felt the ghost of an old man who died suddenly in the house and also a young girl. So she wanted me to try and find out if anything about the history of the house matched perhaps those two spirits.
And did it?
Well, look, they said his name was Jack, but that is obviously a very common name and there was a Jack that did own the house. However, he didn't die in the house. So that was a very interesting way to come at it anyway, and it was absolutely fascinating to try and match that.
How do you feel when you get to, you know, present your findings to a house owner?
I get so excited every time because it's so great to see the owners connect with the history of their house, and it's amazing too how many times there's sort of links between the current owners and the past ones, whether that's an interest in something in particular. For example, if someone's interested in sailing and I found that there was previously a sea captain that lived there or something like that. And I've also had a run of houses this year where I've managed to put the current owners in contact with previous owners, which has been amazing because just to see them share the stories about the house and to bond over the house, and it really makes the house bigger than any single family that has lived there, which I love. And I also just love seeing the owners find out all the information and maybe learn about their house and it, you know, confirmed certain things they've suspected or that type of thing as well.
So. Ariane Taylor, it sounds like a massive game of 6 degrees of separation at times.
Absolutely, definitely.
And what's the next fascination? So you said post-war homes were quite the project last year. What's the next one going to be, do you think? What era?
Out of that post-war era, the type of housing that really piqued my interest that I think I'll go on to focus on, and God forbid I've actually been contemplating a PhD, but we'll see about that. I've actually been looking at social housing, so things like there was a lot of government schemes after the war to provide affordable housing for people, so returned servicemen, and also progressing on to the Queensland Housing Commission. So they were actually responsible for building and designing large and innovative styles of houses. So that would be probably my next current focus.
Well, I look forward to reading that PhD, Marianne.
Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What intriguing research you've been doing on homes around Brisbane and southeast Queensland. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, this is Craig Zonka.